It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, March 19th, 2015. Today is the birthday of Richard Burton. No, not that Richard Burton, the Welsh actor who was twice married to and divorced from Elizabeth Taylor. That Richard Burton was born on the 10th of November in 1925, experienced two other failed marriages, and ruined his health with heavy drinking and smoked upwards of 100 cigarettes a day for several years. The Richard Burton whose birthday we recall today had plenty of adventures of his own and enjoyed comparable celebrity and notoriety a century before. I refer to Sir Richard Francis Burton, the British soldier, explorer, translator, linguist, diplomat, and spy, renowned for his travels in Africa, Asia, and the Americas, and his incredible facility with languages. According to one count, he spoke 29 European, Asian, and African languages and dialects. Others suggest the true number is closer to 40. He was the first European to discover Lake Tanganyika in Africa and to penetrate hitherto forbidden Muslim cities. He published 43 volumes on his explorations and almost 30 volumes of translations, including an unexpurgated translation of the Arabian Nights. Burton was born in Devonshire on March 19, 1821, and was of mixed English, Irish, and possibly French ancestry. His father, retiring early from an unsuccessful army career, chose to raise his children in France and Italy, where young Richard developed his astonishing talent for languages to such an extent that before enrolling at Trinity College, Oxford in 1840, he had become fluent in French and Italian as well as in Greek and Latin. Expelled from Oxford in 1842 because of a minor breach of discipline, he went to India as an officer in the 18th Regiment of Bombay Native Infantry during England's war with what is now Pakistan. He mastered Arabic and Hindi and during his 8-year stay became proficient in half a dozen additional Indian dialects. After his stint on the subcontinent, he lived in France for a time where he wrote 4 books on India, including a pioneering study on ethnology. At the same time, he completed his plans to visit Mecca. Disguising himself as an Afghanistani Muslim, he went to the sacred city where, at great risk to his life, he measured and sketched the mosque and the holy Muslim shrine, the Kaaba. The following year, he organized a new expedition to the equally forbidden East African city of Harar and became the first European to enter this Muslim citadel without being executed. His African adventures led to an attempt to discover the source of the White Nile. Wounded in Somaliland, he returned to England, but soon was off to the Crimea to volunteer in the war against Russia. In 1860, Burton came to the United States and traveled by stagecoach to Salt Lake City. The next year, he published City of the Saints, a sophisticated look at the Mormon Church and a vivid portrait of its leader, Brigham Young. Over the next 30 years, Burton would work as a British diplomat on 3 continents and produce dozens of other books, including translations of such classics of erotica as the Kama Sutra. But he remains best known for the Arabian Nights. And thanks to him, the tales of Scheherazade, Sinbad, Ali Baba, and Aladdin continue to fascinate and entertain. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 19th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.